So first of all, I was very grateful to the ASHS organizers who invited me to speak here. And also I'm grateful and acknowledge Higher Education Commission, Islamabad, Pakistan, to give me funding to attend the conference. So today my topic is the effect of foliar application of micronutrients on vegetative and reproductive growth of mango. The variety or the cultivar was Lengra. So in short, I have given the summary of my paper. The micronutrients boron and zinc were used to see their effect on the vegetative and reproductive growth of mango. So the maximum flushes were emerged in plants treated with 0.8% boric acid as compared to control. Maximum panicles were emerged in the plants treated with 1% boric acid with a combination of 1.2% zinc sulfate as compared to control and others. So maximum yield was also recorded as a parameter. So it was more in treatment one. So mango is very important tropical fruit and the second largest fruit crop being grown in Pakistan. It ranks second in Pakistan. First is citrus. So originally it is from Indo-Burma region. It is estimated that the mango cultivation appeared to have begun 6,000 years ago, so many years. It is very much appreciated due to its delicious taste, unique flavor, and high nutritive value. It is popular across the globe, and its demand and trade is expanding rapidly in other parts of the world, from Asia to Europe and America. At presently, it is being cultivated about 87 countries of the world. In some countries as a major and in some countries as a minor fruit. It is very important fruit crop of Asia especially and ranked fifth. Pakistan ranked fifth for the production of mango in the world. So there are so many varieties of mango being cultivated in Pakistan and India. Although India is also a leading country to produce mango crop, but Pakistan is also contributing its share. So commercial varieties are Chaunsa, Dusehri, Anwaratol, Sindri, and so many. So the need of project was that the nutritional imbalance has been recognized as a cause of malformation, which is a very high threat to mango trees and crop, and irregular bearing or alternate bearing. So deficiency of boron in mango, it is reported by some scientists that it results in poor flowering, pollination, and reduced fruit set. Zinc deficiency cause leaves fail to reach full size. So to know the phenomena and to effect of these two nutrients especially, the present study was designed to determine the effect of foliar application of micronutrients. For boron, boric acid was used, and for zinc, the zinc sulfate on the physiology of mango. The place of the study was postgraduate research station, PRS, at the University of Agriculture, Faisalabad, Pakistan, which is the mother institution for Indian and Pakistani scientists. 15 to 20 years old mango plants were chosen as experimental units. So Langra variety was selected as experimental material, foliar spray of boric acid and zinc sulfate in combinations and singly were applied. So it was of 2 years study though, and each treatment was applied twice in a year before fruit maturity and after before the panicle emergence. The design was RCBD, randomized complete block design. So this is a breakup of the treatments. So boric acid was alone applied 0.8% as a treatment 1. In treatment 2, the concentrations was enhanced to 1%. And in treatment 3, it was a combination of treatment 1 and 2. And in treatment 4, the concentration of zinc sulfate was also enhanced and boric acid was 2. 1% boric acid and 1.2% zinc sulfate. So in treatment 5, zinc sulfate alone applied. Treatment 6, it was also only the zinc sulfate was applied. So the parameters, the vegetative growth parameters, the total number of flushes per plant were counted in control and other treatments, length of flushes and vegetatively malformation malformation percentage was also calculated and observed. So the reproductive growth pattern was also studied. The panicles per plant, flowers per plant, male flower percentage, hermaphrodite flowers, initial fruit set, initial fruit drop, and final fruit drop percentages, yield per panicle and yield per plant was also observed. So results are here. The primary aim of this study was, due to there is so many drawbacks of by the lack of micronutrients, there might be the poor fruit setting, more fruit drop and low yield of mango. So the aim was to control all these drawbacks by applying the micronutrients, which was zinc sulfate, boric acid, by foliar means. Samples of 4 to 6 months old healthy leaves of mango were collected and analyzed in the lab for their nutritional status. So these nutritions, the calcium and magnesium was within the range, according to some scientists which have studied in 1984. So the present analysis indicated that calcium and magnesium before treatment were within this range, which were reported earlier. Analysis was also carried out after the application of treatments. So vegetative parameters, maximum number of flushes were observed in treatment 1, which was followed by treatment 3, which is a combination of boric acid and zinc sulfate in lower concentrations. The best treatments which helped to improve the total number of flushes per plant were treatment 1, which is alone the boric acid or alone the boron, and the treatment 3, which is the combination of lower concentrations of the treatment 1 and treatment 2. The minimum flushes were observed in case of treatment 5, which is alone the zinc. length of fleshes was also measured. The results regarding the length of fleshes were non-significant among the treatments. However, maximum length of fleshes were observed in treatment 1. Number of leaves per flush. The results regarding number of leaves per flush were also non-significant. Maximum leaves per flush were found in treatment 4, which is the higher concentrations of boric acid and zinc sulfate in combination. Vegetative malformation was also observed. It was minimum in treatment 3. And maximum malformation was observed in control conditions. As we increase the concentrations of zinc sulfate, the incidence of malformation was also decreased by as compared to in treatment 3. So panicles per plant were also observed. The maximum number of panicles recorded in treatment 4 and minimum in treatment 3. Flowers per plant, maximum number of flowers per plant were found in treatment 2, followed by control and treatment 1. Minimum panicles were found in treatment 3. The minimum percentage of male flowers were observed in treatment 6 and the maximum in treatment 3. The maximum percentage of hermaphrodite flowers were observed in treatment 3. And you can see from the results that the treatment 3 is giving more good results. However, minimum percentage of male flowers were observed in treatment 6. Initial fruit setting, the minimum initial fruit set in treatment 6, minimum initial fruit set percentage was recorded in control. However, best treatment was treatment 6. For fruit setting, initial fruit setting. Initial fruit drop, maximum fruit drop percentage was found in control conditions and minimum was recorded in treatment 3. Final fruit drop was found in treatment 3 and treatment 6. And these treatments are statistically best to reduce fruit drop percentage. Maximum fruit drop was recorded in treatment 4. That was even higher than control. Yield per panicle. Maximum fruit yield per panicle was recorded in treatment 4, which is a combination of 1% boric acid and 1.2% zinc sulfate. And yield per plant, maximum fruit yield per plant was found in treatment 4 followed by treatment 3. Minimum in case of control conditions. So as a conclusion, I have seen in my research that the treatment 3, which is a combination of boric acid and zinc sulfate in lower concentrations, it gives best results. But there is need to know the phenomena at biochemical level, that what changes have been occurred. It is further suggested that. Thank you very much.